Today's movements from Box at Matthew Passion continue the informal late-night surprise trial of the captured Jesus. The story says that many false witnesses came forward, but we are only given the testimony of two. Box music instantly lets us in on a secret. Their testimony is contrived and well rehearsed. Both men not only sing exactly the same words, but they sing them to the same music, imitating each other directly. Bach is subtly telling us that this is anything but spontaneous. I like the gruff way these two singers sing, almost suggesting that they are hired temple lackeys. Jesus wisely does not reply to any of the questions and false accusations, and his silence so impresses the librettist that he inserts both a recitative and an aria on the topic of Jesus remaining silent and being patient. The recitative has an unusual accompaniment, which uses short, sharp chords played by two oboes and a viola da gamba. These instruments were otherwise admired for their wonderful melodic and lyrical qualities, but now they are not playing melodies. Instead, they are inserting silence between each chord. Jesus was silent, making each chord seem almost like a stab to the heart. The aria is also austere. The viola da gamba plays just the bass line. And so Bach creates the bass line so that it is also a melody. Against this unusual music, the tenor sings about patience, geduld. He sings that I too should be patient when false things are said about me. I should patiently wait, and then may dear God avenge the innocence of my heart. After our meditating on being silent and being patient, the evangelist resumes the passion story with the high priest's interrogation. He asks the crucial question, "Are you the Christ, the Son of God?" Jesus indirectly agrees, adding that he is the Son of Man, and will eventually be seated in power, coming in glory, words which the high priest instantly decides are blasphemous, deserving of death. At this point, the orderliness of the trial's proceedings completely disintegrates as the temple's people declare Jesus' guilt, spit in his face, which suggests that he is still bound, and beat him up with fists, even hitting his face, striking it, and then asking, "Which one of us hit you?" The chorale asks the same question, "Who has struck you, and why? You are not a sinner like we are."
Zuletzt traten her zu uns wie falsche Zeugen und sprachen.
Er hat gesagt, ich kann den Tempel Gott dieser Welt machen. In 3 Tagen
antwortest du nicht zu dem, dass diese widerlich zeuge?
Jesus. zu Rechten der Kraft
hat Gott gelästert, was dir von die weite Zeugnis? Siehe, jetzt habt ihr seine Gotteslästerung gehört. Was denkt mit euch?
Sie antworteten und sprachen: Aber schlugen ihn ins Angesicht und sprachen: